You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Brothers, it's joyful to be here celebrating Pentecost together.
Hallelujah.
It is one of the great feasts, and Navin, that has lived with me all this year, would say top three. You know, resurrection, incarnation, Pentecost, or however you want to order them. Top three. Together, this great feast transmit to us the great work of salvation that God has worked for us in Jesus Christ. Our sins have been forgiven. We have been brought back home. And God Himself has joined to us. He has come down from heaven. He's made His dwelling in our midst. And the Holy Spirit has been poured out into our hearts. And most of us are very familiar with all this message because we speak it. We share it with others. We work so that others may come to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's great to get together and celebrate Pentecost because in a certain way, then it's like our birthday, our anniversary. It's like the celebration of that grace that has been given us into us that has made us family with God, has made us alive again. Now, as I was thinking about what to share, I remembered and I've been dwelling on a couple of words that God has, or one word that God has continually, I think, spoken to us as servants of the Word in the last year or 2 years. And it's a call to be holy. And some brothers will agree that we've heard in different times that God has called us to be holy, that what He wants is our holiness. And we were reflecting last year when we were going to choose a new presiding elder. What do we need? What does our brotherhood need? And for me, it was very clear what somebody said is what our brotherhood needs is holiness, is holy men. We actually pray every day in our prayer room, may the Lord send holy men to the servants of the Word. And brothers, it's a call that it's not necessarily easy to hear. You know, I hear it and I shrivel a bit. You know, it's encouraging. Yeah, I want to be holy, of course. But how do we do that? And I know I need it, but how do we get it? And I want to, we need it, but especially when I look at the mirror, I say, you know, I don't necessarily see a lot of holiness. Lord, how about calling us to be faithful? Or calling us to be responsible? Or calling us to be hard workers? Or calling us to be good looking? Or, you know, something easier. Okay, holy, really, Lord? Yes. He's our God and He's called us to be holy. And He reminds us constantly that what He wants from us is our holiness. And the thing is, the great news is that His Holy Spirit is in us. And He Himself makes us holy. I'm taking a great class with Dr. Johnny Oakham this spring on the letter to the Ephesians. And I've been reading a lot of times Ephesians and reading a lot of documents about it. So one of the passages I want to share with us today comes from Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 22. So then you are no longer strangers or sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. I like a lot of things of this passage. It says that we are no longer sojourners or strangers. We have a place where we belong. We're citizens of heaven. But what I want to focus more is in this part that we are growing into a holy temple in the Lord. That we're being built into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And thinking about that, I just kind of went back, you know, to thinking about God and His plan for us and His love for us, and took me all the way back to Genesis and saying, God created us out of His great love. And what He wanted to do with us was be with us. He created us so that we can live with Him, so that we can experience the grace and the love and the life that He has for us. The account of creation is described in a way that it has like some sacred terminology. God is making a temple when He creates all that is. And some Jewish tradition used to say that the Garden of Eden was like the Holy of Holies, like the most holy place where God was. And that Adam, in a certain way, was like the first high priest who was pure and innocent and able to be in God's presence. And then when the building of the tabernacle and the temple are described, they have some of this creation language, which is pretty interesting. So God wanted from the very beginning to have a deep personal relationship with us. And He created all that is so that we could come and have access to Him. But you guys know the story. Sin comes in, we let Him in to the Holy of Holies, and basically we're kicked out. But God is determined. You think Lebanese are determined? God is determined. Not easily changed. Actually, God never changes. So His plan is not going to be changed by our weakness. His love is not going to be changed by our sin. And some of the prayers today, God was saying that. Do you think your sin is making you unworthy? Do you think your sin is going to defeat the love of God? The sin pulls us away, but God comes through and is not stopped even by our sin. So in the Old Testament, we keep going and doing a quick run through the whole Bible here. We see Mount Sinai and then the tabernacle and then the temple. These places where God's presence is. And this is where the smoke comes in. When God appears in great power and majesty, it's very obvious. And it's very frightening. Great majesty, beauty, and power, but with great restriction, because God and sin do not combine. When God comes, smoke fills the house. So Exodus 19:18, and Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln or a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Then when the tent of the meeting is built later in Exodus 40:34-35, then the cloud covered the tent of a meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud abode upon it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And later, when Solomon finishes to build the temple, they dedicate it and make a lot of sacrifices. And the priests are there and everybody's working, doing their service of worship. 1 Kings 8:10-11. And when the priests came out of the holy place, a cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. I was reading through these things and I was saying, I wonder if that's why I like smoke so much. You know, like smoke meat, you know, with nice cigar, bonfire. Sign of God's presence. Very clear sign of God being there. He made it visible. It was powerful. It was restricted. But God was being faithful to His purpose for us. Through Sinai and the tabernacle and the temple, God was truly there with His people, making sure that they knew that He was there and going with them even though their sin. But you know what, brothers? God wants us closer. He wanted us closer. And then, of course, the answer that came to that, the next step was Christ. Christ then is God Himself come down from heaven to us, to dwell among us. In the Gospel of John, it says that God tabernacled, He built his tent and hang out with us. He camped with us. And he came to deal with our sin that was keeping us away. And why? You know, so we can live forever? Yes. So we can have a great time? I think so. So we can be free? So we can be holy. Why holy? Because if you're not holy, you cannot come into God's presence. Holiness, it's what's required because God is holy. And His holiness, you know, prevents anything else that's not holy from even approaching, from even existing in His presence. So Christ is the temple. Christ is the place, the man where God dwells. Christ is filled with the Spirit and He is the dwelling place of God among us. He offered the sacrifice of His life. Before, anytime somebody would approach God, had to make a big sacrifice and make sure he was completely pure or else he would die. And Christ comes and is able to come in and open for us the way. It's very interesting what happens at Christ's baptism. I'm going to read it from Mark 1, verses 9 and 11. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens open and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. A voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." That is the RSV version. The ESV version says, verse 10, "And when he came out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descending upon him." And I wanted to call our attentions to that word, because in the Greek, the word is not the heavens were open, or not just open, but were torn open. And this is the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. That word torn appears again at the end of the Gospel of Mark in chapter 15. And it's when the veil is torn in the temple. And the access to the Holy of Holies is open for us. From the beginning of the work of Christ to its end, His purpose is to open the way. The heavens are torn open. It's a detail, but it symbolizes something of what God has done in Christ for us. He's opened the way so that we can come in. And Christ has led the way. Everything that Christ has done leads us after Him. He's opened the way. He's defeated death so that we can defeat death. He's died and rose up again so we can die and rise again. And then it's very interesting because when you put side to side the baptism of Jesus and Pentecost, there's a few elements that resound. There's a great noise. You know, there's a voice that proclaims who Jesus is. And right after Pentecost, what do the apostles do? They go out and proclaim Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is poured down. And as Christ received it at his baptism, we, His people, His church receives it. Receives the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So it is a great feast because now God dwells among us. Because now God is not only right next to us in Jesus Christ, He is in us. Now that there is no tabernacle and there is no temple, there is no mountain we go to, the temple and the tabernacle and the mountain is right here. It's His people where God dwells in His Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? You're not your own." And there's a bunch of passages that speak about our lives being the temple of God. I read from Ephesians. "The whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built in for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." So brothers, the Holy Spirit, God Himself, now has come to be in us. This access is greater than the access in the Garden of Eden. where God was walking with Adam and Eve. Now God is in us, in our lives every day. And then that's where holiness comes through and makes sense. I still see myself in the mirror and say, ooh, I don't know. I don't see me temple face. But God has decided that in Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. That in Jesus Christ, our guilt is cleared. And that He is going to dwell in human beings with us. God's holiness is still the same. His majesty, His power, His glory have not changed. It's still fearful and powerful and terrible and incapable of being in the same place that sin is. We need a profound purification. And in a certain way, Pentecost is the consecration of this new temple that is us, that is built in us. That cloud that fills, that smoke that fills the tabernacle and the mountain and the temple, that fills us in Pentecost. That is what God has done for us. We are filled with His fire, with His smoke, with His spirit, with His breath, with His life, with His water, with all these great images that God has given us that overwhelm us. Pentecost celebrates that day when the smoke filled our house and cleansed us deeply from within. And brothers, we are men set apart for God. He has called each one of us to live our lives for Him completely. It's the call of every Christian. And in a particular way, we as servants of the Word, as consecrated men, have decided to give everything we have for that. To make that our only place where we want to be. And that is why God insists on holiness. Because we want to be with Him. And therefore, He's going to change us. He's going to make us holy, even more holy to be with Him. So we don't need to work harder on our holiness. We don't need to push harder. We don't need to try harder. But we need to come closer. The closer we are, the greater our holiness. Because it's God's own presence in us, transforming us. And as I think we were saying today, sharing and prophesying, is not only for us, but it's for all those around us. His holiness comes out. Have you guys ever spent the night at a bonfire, around a bonfire? People can tell. Right? Your clothes smell for days. And, you know, sometimes it's nice. It's like, oh, yeah. But then after a few days, like, man, this still smells like bonfire. Well, the smell of Christ is holiness. His holiness impregnates our lives and it goes to others. That smoke surrounds us, inflames us, fills us, stinks us a little bit in a good way so that the world can smell it. Brothers, we need more holiness. We need more God in us. We need more of His Holy Spirit. And what we need is to come closer. And that's why we live the life we live. One detail that I noticed, and I was thinking, how do we respond to this? Was that when the cloud of smoke came to the tabernacle and to the temple, those who were there couldn't even go in. They had to stop whatever else they were doing. Because the presence of God was so strong. And I was thinking, you know what, brothers? We do that every day. When we take our 2 hours in the morning to pray, that's time for nothing else but the Lord. That is when the cloud fills the house, and even us who are ministering in His house need to stop and worship and recognize that God is there. And the right response to God's presence is worship. Nothing else can be done. So when the smoke fills the house, let's stop and worship. The Lord is building us into His dwelling place in the Spirit. And brothers, He's not done yet. Done? He's not done yet. For all of us. Maybe some of you guys, this is the beginning. This DSO is actually a changing point for your lives, this summer household. Maybe some of us brothers have been here for a while. But God is not done. He's still building. If He was not building in your life, He would be up there. So until He calls, He's building. He's dwelling in you and in me. He wants to fill our house with the smoke of His presence and prevent us from going on our normal way, but to recognize Him and praise Him even more. Brothers, let's ask the Lord to fill our house with smoke. Our heart, our mind, our life, our house, our family, our brotherhood, our communities. So much that our eyes cannot see. So much that we cannot even do anything but recognize and praise Him. This is His will for us. Brought very close, no longer strangers or foreigners, but members of His household, members of His family. Built into His temple, filled with His Spirit, where God dwells. So that when that people ask, where do I find God? We could actually point to each other. Where they can come and meet us, they meet the Lord dwelling in us, loving them, forgiving them, serving them, calling them, bringing them back to life. Let's pray. Father, we pray that in this day that we celebrate the great gift of the Holy Spirit poured down on us, we pray that today Your fire and Your smoke, Your presence, will fill our house. Fill us, Lord, so that we cannot but worship You. Fill us, Lord, so that we cannot but proclaim You and live for You. Lord, burn the sin and weakness and anything that is in the way so that our doors and our lives may be completely open so that You may reach every corner of our lives. Fill us, Lord, so that with Your love, we may love, O Lord, the world around us, that all may see that You are alive in us, that You have saved the world in Your Son, Jesus Christ. This we pray in His name. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.